Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 45 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, Lazy Goldmaker, although you may not remember me anymore, because I haven't been around for a little while. And I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, we will talk about my week in terms of goldmaking, what I've been doing, what's been working out, what hasn't. Then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the game, and we'll have a discussion point. Now, as you may, as you probably understand by now, I'm finally back from my vacation. Now, you may be hearing me a little bit differently this week, as I am recording on just my regular headset rather than the external microphone that I usually use, because we will be moving fairly soon. So we've been selling and putting our apartment up for sale, which includes house showings, and they don't want like a huge gaming rig taking up space. So I had to pack my computer down and up again, and I've kept some of the parts just packed until we move, which includes the microphone. But hopefully everything is okay. Hopefully you can hear me fine. That's what's most important anyway. At least for me, I'm not a huge audiophile. So if you're an audiophile, then you'll probably not be super happy. But we'll live with that. Now, let's talk a little bit about my week, which is actually a little bit more than a week, because I haven't checked in with you guys for almost a month. Now, I have not really played too much. I only really played the last week, actually. Now, I did log in a little bit in the middle of summer and just bought a very small amount of like Ashara's Eternal Palace BOEs and posted them and some stuff. But mostly I've been back like since Monday is when I started really playing any meaningful amount again, with one stream going on Wednesday, and then I reposted as well yesterday during the weekend. So that's it. Of course, I've been focusing on gold making. I've spent a little bit of time working on flying. I have played very little since 8.2 on my main account, I'm still pretty far off actually. I just made it to Honored with the Rust Vault Resistance, but I'm not Honored with Unshackled, so pretty far to go. But that's it. Now, in terms of gold making, there are two markets that I've been focusing heavily on. And I've been spending a lot of gold in both markets, actually. And it's BOE flipping and material flipping. Now, I recently became a patron of Billy Sonexia. If you're not familiar with him, he also has a Patreon. Where you can get, among other things, his material flipping setup. So I wanted to take a look at how he approached this market, because his Twitter results have been pretty cool to see. He's been posting a lot about how well he's been doing with material flipping. So I've looked at his setup. It's very similar to mine. If you want, it's very good. So if you want it, definitely check him out on Patreon. But I have mostly just spent a lot of gold buying materials and some consumables, some greater flasks and some battle scarred augment runes, stuff like that. You can often flip those profitably. And I've spent a lot of gold, a lot of gold. And I spent a lot of gold on BOEs as well. For BOEs right now, I've bought mostly Battle of the Sarlor BOEs. Because that's what happened during 8.1, Uldir BOEs were still selling really well. And it's been really hard for me to find good deals on high enough item level Eternal Palace BOEs that I want to buy them. So I've spent very little gold on those. I'm a little bit sad about the BOE market, primarily because the world drop part of that market is it's not really that relevant anymore. I haven't taken a look at it, but nobody's going to care about item level 350 weapons when you can just buy crafted 385 weapons or just get them from your quest. The same holds, and that's the major slot of the world drops we're covering. So I think that market is just essentially dead, sadly. Now, I have spent a lot of gold this week, way too much gold. I bought a lot of tokens because I've gotten a little bit back into Hearthstone, so I bought a lot of packs. I spent 1.4 million on tokens. And I will have to spend more gold on tokens pretty soon because we're approaching the end of my current active subscription. But that's okay. So I've actually gone down this week since Monday. I've gone from or from Monday the 5th of August, I've gone from 16.3 million to 13.2, which is a lot of gold. About 1.4 is tokens, and then the rest is investments in materials and BOEs. So I'm expecting to make it back, of course, but we definitely spent a lot of gold lately, especially since my peak, which was at 18.5 million gold in June. Now, since then, I have also moved 1 million gold over to my other account, so really 17.5, or we're now sitting at 14.2, depending on how you look at it, because I've crafted a decent amount of 8.2 stuff on my challenge realm. But yeah, overall, we've spent a lot of gold, so hopefully we can start making a lot of gold if I just manage to keep my stuff posted. Particularly the materials, it's very important to be active and repost often. That's always one of the key ways to make sure that you're profiting off of that market. Now it's going to be exciting to see how Classic changes the profit margins. It depends on how concentrated people are in certain markets and how many people are going to be playing BFA less compared to Classic and etc. But I think we could see profit margins widen actually if there are substantially fewer crafters or people participating in any single market that could be PF. We could, of course, see the opposite as well, as people dive into BFA gold making to pay for Classic, which is a possibility. But we'll just have to see. Now, I will definitely, if you're be playing Classic, and I've talked about this before, I played Classic when I was in high school, and I'm really looking forward to trying it out again. I have a bunch of friends who are planning to play Classic, and I'm just going to have fun with it. We'll definitely be doing a lot of gold making in Classic, trying to figure out how to get to our epic mount quickly, and we'll also, of course, be doing gold making content for BFA. I like both things quite a lot. So we're going to do just a lot of stuff going forward, as it's now just about 2 weeks, a little bit more than 2 weeks until Classic launches, which is insanely close. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. So that's what I will be doing. I'll probably be do another 30 days to a token challenge, but that's going to be either in September, October, probably. Because I want to get in some time on Classic first, so probably October is more realistic. I'll definitely do the challenge differently this time, focusing more on gathering professions as we start out at least, but I think it's going to be fun. Now, if we're talking, that's enough about what I've been doing. I've mostly just been dumping tons of gold into materials and BOEs, and I'm hoping that it starts paying off. It has started paying off on some of my realms, but I will have to post a little bit more actively to really get it out, get the profit out of it. Now, if we're looking at the game, a lot has happened with the game while I was away. The world first race for Ashara's Eternal Palace has come and gone. Method once again taking the top slot, which is pretty amazing. They just keep on going on the top level. Now World First is down. Of course, tons of people are still progression rating in Mythic, and the boost in demand for consumables should still be there. And I expect we'll see decent sales at least until the end of August. We may see it taper off a little bit. As a lot of people there may be a lot of people moving into Classic, there may not. I'm not actually sure. I haven't seen any data on that one way or the other. Now, there have been some other markets that really stood out while I was away, including like the massive demand for the red and green epic gems that you needed a lot of for the bind on pickup rings that were actually really good and really popular. I think it's very interesting that these gems stood for almost all of the profits from jewel crafting, which means that prices for the cut gems is just super low because you make all your gold from the red and green uncuts, and then you really just want to dump and you end up with so many of the cuttable gems, because you get way more of those than you get of the ones that you're really looking for, which are the red and greens. So I think that's a little bit unbalanced in terms of prospecting yields. It shouldn't be that way. So I think Blizzard screwed that up a little bit, for sure. But what can you do? It's possible they could have realized how popular these were going to be ahead of time, but it's also possible that they just underestimated how much people were willing to spend or how much effort they were willing to spend to get those crafted rings, which, hey, it is what it is. Can't really know stuff like that ahead of time. So it's nighttime. Enough about the game. I think it's time for this week's discussion point. And today I will be talking a little bit about what it takes to make it as a gold maker. Like what sort of skills and what sort of effort is going to help you get to where you want to be, or to become successful as a gold maker. So the main thing I think is really just consistency. That's like the number one. I think it's probably number one in a lot of different areas in life. You really need to put in a consistent effort over time. I always like to say that gold making is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not a get rich quick scheme. Although there are times during the game's history where you can get rich quick. That's not how I do it. So I think consistency is like number one. You need to be able and willing to just stick with it. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into just sticking with it consistently. Because when you just start out, especially if you go into some of the purely auction house focused methods like flipping and crafting to some degree, there is an element of risk. There is a real element of risk, and you will make mistakes. Like there's no beating around it. You will make some mistakes. Hopefully, there are definitely things you can do to make sure that those mistakes are small and don't impact your ability to make gold or to enjoy the game. But you will make mistakes, and that's going to cost you some gold in the short run. There's really no way around it. I make mistakes when in the BOE market still, and that's just what it is. That's the only real way to learn. So you can try to, of course, flip it around in your head and just, I didn't lose gold or screw up. I paid to get a very useful lesson. But you need to be able to stick with it, even if you lose a little bit of gold. Need to try to figure out why you lost gold, why the method didn't work out, and then see if you can tweak it or if it just means that market isn't something for you. Then you need to find something else. There's always a way to make gold. I mean, at the end of the day, you can, of course, just go farming. It'll definitely work. But there are always ways to help people get to what they want to get in a faster, more easy way, which is really what gold making is primarily about. So there's that. Of course, it's helpful to have a little bit of to not be too risk averse and just be willing to hit the gas if you find something that works, and willing to experiment a lot and try a lot of different things. But you don't have to. You can do it even if you're risk averse. So that's not like a super necessary skill set or thing to have, but it's helpful. Especially if you want to get into stuff like BOE flipping, which always entails a lot of risk. When you're buying items for more than 100,000, you're of course taking a large chance every time. Another thing that's really, or can be really, really important is of course to take a step back, to be able to and willing to take a step back, look at what you're doing, and pinpoint any mistakes, just to dive a little bit into analysis. Now you can do this, of course, with loads of numbers. If you're like an Excel whiz, you can get the accounting data from TradeSkillMaster, export it, and you can do a lot of analysis with that. I've done some simple stuff with that. Or you can just take a look at some items, take a look at like the resale summary in TSM and look what your average prices are and easily see if you're making a profit. And you can also fairly easily just look at your sales and see how fast a specific item is selling. The more you sell of an item, the more you want to craft it or get it or look to buy it if you're flipping, or look to farm it if you're farming. Because that's the main gauge of whether or not an item is in demand. Of course, if it sells, then get more of it and sell more of it. So that's really, really, really important to make sure that you're actually engaging, that your strategies are working and you're engaging in the right markets. Now, you do need a very small bit of mathematics knowledge if you want to be into gold making. I think at least if you want to be into the flipping and auction house based and trade skill master based methods that I use, you do need to understand percentages well enough that you can read your settings. You can, of course, just use out of the box, but if you want to make it in the longer term, you need to be able to reproduce what other people are doing. Which means that you need to understand enough about the math to set up some prices. It's not particularly complicated, but you need to understand, for instance, why I almost always use 120% crafting as the minimum price for any crafted item. Which is, of course, it's 1.2 times the cost of crafting it, which means that I get 20% more than what the materials cost me. But there you can dive into tons of other more complex math stuff using the logic functions in TSM if you're into that. It's super helpful, but it's not absolutely necessary, but it will help you. If the better you are at this stuff, the easier, the quicker you can make good TSM settings, the quicker you can make it do what you want it to do, and that can give you an edge in certain markets and certain situations. So that's definitely an advantage. There's also one thing that's really important, and that's that you need to play the game. You need to play the game outside of gold making. At least you should. This is a super, super useful thing to do because it makes you understand what people need. If you know what other people are doing because you're also doing it, you can easily tell, okay, which items do I need to succeed at whatever gameplay goal I have. You'll just know, like, okay, so these potions are the best in slot ones, which means these are the ones I should craft a lot of, and these are not best in slot for anyone, so I should not craft them at all. All of those things that you know about the game and things you know from playing the game will help you a lot in just figuring out what to do. You can also tell this with materials. Maybe you know if a material has a lot of differences, maybe you can get a lot more of it on Sundays. All the farmers are online on Sundays or whatever's happening. You can just get an edge by understanding the dynamics that determine the price rather than just looking at the auction house. But maybe you know something about the game that means that you know that prices are going to be lower on Friday than Sunday or something completely different. Or maybe you just understand what the impact is of now there's a certain world quest up and now there's not a certain world quest up. There are tons of interactions like this where you'll get a little bit of an advantage. Hopefully this will help you out a little bit. I do think that the first one I mentioned is by far the most important one. Just being willing to consistently try new stuff and just keep at it, keep tinkering. Keep experimenting. Experiment with different add-ons, with different markets, with different ways of approaching the gold-making game until you find something that works for you. Because no one can tell you what will work perfectly for you. All of the people in the gold-making community, all of the big-time goblins, we do things very differently. I don't approach things the same way that Gumdrops or Billy's on XCR or any of the other, or VOD is. We all do things differently because we've all tailored our approach to how we play the game. And when we're online and the realms we're on, and that's what you need to do as well. And there's really no way to tell you what that is, but we can help you by giving you tons of inspiration for markets to try and settings to try. And then you can tinker based on those. So yeah, that is going to be it for me today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to be back to one episode a week now because I'm back from vacation. So that's going to be exciting. If you enjoyed the show and you want more goldmaking related content, you can go to the website at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And I do really appreciate the support from all of you. It's amazing, and hopefully we're going to do a lot of cool, fun things in Classic and in BFA this coming fall. Goodbye, guys.